Welcome to this very unique moment in time. Coming up is Lionsgate 8-8. Today I want to send the energy to you of where we are right now, which is becoming magnetic, the daily ritual that unlocks your success. But can I tell you something? Here's the real truth. You don't actually have to wait for Lionsgate, a full moon, a cosmic moment, into shifting your higher self. Your magnetism is not about when, it's about how. Today, I'm going to show you the daily ritual that I teach inside Scripting Society School, helping my clients manifest magazine covers, soulmates, six-figure months, seven-figure years, and so much more. And if you are ready to unlock the life you were born for, this is the episode for you. So wherever you are right now, just open up your arms and just say, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Put your arms up in the air, scream about it, feel about it. Yeah, we want to get into that energy. So why magnetism isn't magic? It's method. Magnetic is my favorite word. In fact, I have a whole project, very exciting, coming soon. So you guys will be the first to know. Breaking the myth, becoming magnetic is not about being lucky. People think being magnetic is luck. No, babe, we create our own luck. It's not about waiting for signs. It's about aligning with your vision and taking intentional action daily. Success is not what you do sometimes. It's what you do every day. That's why scripting is so powerful. When you write your reality in the past tense, you're telling your subconscious mind, this already happened, I'm living it. It's actually science. Your brain, when you write it down in the past tense and you start to say, I'm so happy and grateful now that I received $10,000 sporadically, now that I met the love of my life, now that I moved in with him, now that she got engaged to me, whatever it is, you're telling your brain it happened and your brain doesn't know whether it's imaginary or memory. And guess what? It stores it as a memory. Your energy shifts, therefore, when you write it down, when you start repeating it and doing it over and over. This is neuroscience. Neuroplasticity is repetition over and over and over, creating new neural pathways in the brain. Your confidence starts to expand because the neural pathways are creating this new belief system. The more you repeat it, the more likely it is to come to fruition. Your actions become bold and the universe, it meets you at the level you're at, which that is the new level, right? I script every single morning. Of course, I'm a mama. I have babies and sometimes my little baby is just crawling all over me and there is no time to script. But when she goes back to bed, I will take at least 6 minutes just to go script. And I will sit and I will script and I'll get into it and my confidence starts to expand. This is part of my magnetic method. It's what I've used to build a global brand, speak on the world's biggest stages, and manifest aligned success in every area of my life. See, I see manifest aligned success, like of what I want, because I'm super successful now, as are many of you. But being in alignment with the things you really want, that's success. And now I teach it inside our membership, inside the Scripting Society School. So let's get into it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my clients recently, as I love sharing their wins and I love shouting you guys out and letting you know you are loved. These are real clients, real scripts, real results. This is what's possible when you apply this. Okay. Let me tell you about one. Victoria D. She scripted her way onto a global stage. Victoria came to me feeling completely invisible in her industry. We started scripting weekly. Her future self, her dream income, her dream visibility. 3 months later, she was speaking at a global summit and featured in, oh my God, massive publications. She's in Forbes. She's in USA Today. I'm so good at helping my clients get on those, like, you know, big publications too. I love it. She told me, I wrote it down as if it already happened. Now I'm living it. Isn't that cool? Okay. Hannah H. from stuck to 30K months in 90 days. Hannah joined the Scripting Society school when she was earning about 3K a month and she felt stuck and blocked. We worked on her scripting language, identity work, and energetic alignment. Within 3 months, she was closing 10K, 20K, even 30K months. I became magnetic to money, she said, when I stopped chasing and started scripting. That's her words. John M. I like to just give first names because I don't always know if people want their things to be shared. But if you do, please let us know because then we can share your surname too. He manifests his dream life in 6 weeks. John had just left a really toxic job and he scripted his dream home, dream partner, and dream peace because he just came out of some toxic relationship, as so many of us have done and been through. And in just 6 weeks, he found the apartment that he wrote about, met his soulmate at a rooftop yoga class, people, and said, I didn't just manifest love, I manifested peace. And I thought that was so beautiful. These are real life testimonials that are happening all the time. I have so many. I just like to give a few every single time that we speak about the Scripting Society, just to let you know the power of community, the power of being in a school where you are learning to get what you want faster through these methods. Make sense? All right, let's get into the magnetic daily ritual. This is your activation, okay? Your activation. This is how you become magnetic every day, not just on 8/8, all year round. I'm giving you the ritual for 8/8 for the rest of your year. Does that make sense? I'm telling you what to do now for the rest of the year. There is only a few months left of this year. Maybe you're listening to this in the next year. Wherever you are, get going with this ritual because it will double down on what you are receiving super fast. So number one, write this down. Script in the past tense. Write it like it's already happened. Here's your prompt. I'm so happy and grateful. I hit my first 10K month, 20K month, whatever it is. I'm so happy and grateful. I was invited to speak on this particular stage. I'm so grateful I found love with someone who sees me. Okay, does that make sense? You're writing those and then you expand it. So it's not just one line and it's not just 1 minute. You want to do it for a minimum of 11 minutes a day. And if you can't, just at least do 5. But you've got to get out of the beta way that you are thinking right now. That's the brain wave. God, that's a tongue twister. And you want to go down into the alpha or the theta state when you're really meditating and deep into it. And when we start to go into a trance-like state, into that beautiful alpha state, that is where the magic happens. You need to get out of your head and into your soul, into your heart, which is why we script for a minimum of 11 minutes because your brain starts to tap out and then you start to tap in to the real gold dust. So you want to write, I'm so happy and grateful that, write about it, then the feeling, what did it feel like now that you had it? Well, do you know what? It felt really good. Like, how would you feel, really? Think about it. If you were making the 20K a month that you wanted, you'd feel abundant, right? You'd feel worthy. You'd feel love. You'd feel success. You'd feel so good in yourself. You'd feel successful. You'd feel joy in your heart. You'd feel probably really relaxed. Like, think about the feeling. You don't have to worry about bills anymore in the way that you were. And all you have to think about is success. That feels good, no? Think about how you would feel when you have that. That is the most important thing. People always forget when they're trying to visualize and trying to do all this stuff. What does it feel like? Like, if I asked you right now, what does it feel like to be in the house that you're in that you manifested once upon a time? Because once you didn't even have a house. So what does it feel like to be in that house? Well, you know what? It feels good because, yeah, you're right. I'm here. We always forget those things because the goalpost moves. Once we achieve the goalpost moves. It goes to the next one and the next one. But how about pausing and going, let me celebrate my wins. Let me celebrate where I am right now and how much I've achieved, how much I've done. I've achieved so much. Let me congratulate myself on this win. Let me congratulate myself on how good I feel. Let me congratulate myself on the success I've already achieved, on the love I've already found, whatever it is. And then remember those feelings of how you actually feel now. So now translate it. Because how will you feel when you have more of whatever it is you want? Because you already have an element of it. You already have it to some degree. Right? When someone's like, I want to manifest a promotion, you've already got the job. You're just going for a higher one. When you already want money, you already have money in your bank account, or you did at some point. You're just going for more of it. When you want love, you've already had love at some point in your life. You've had somebody that you loved, right? So you multiply those feelings. That makes sense? Okay, write this down, number two. Visualize it deeply. I want you to visualize everything you desire into your life. So focus for a minute. Focus on the thing that you want as you are writing it down. Focus on it as you are doing this later today. In a moment, when you finish listening to this, you're going to sit and you're going to do these three things. Believe me, it will transform your world. It transformed mine. I'm now living in my dream home in LA, in a whole different country to where I was raised. I dreamt of being here. I wanted to be in palm trees. I wanted to have a whole career. I wanted to be on stage here. Now I'm on tour, touring around, speaking to amazing people like you. I manifested every single goal in my life, my babies, after being told I wouldn't have another baby. Crazy stuff. And it's true. This stuff happens. So let me not get distracted. Visualize it deeply. Visualize, visualize, visualize. Feel it in your body. Play the movie in your mind. Walk through the scene of your success. What does it feel like to have it? Feel it. Now, if you struggle visualizing, and some people do, you can do it with your eyes closed or open. I sometimes just like to stare at nature. Okay, I'll sit in my bath and I'm looking out my window at the nature around me and I'm just staring into space and I'm disappearing into it. I'm super relaxed and now I start to visualize myself in on stage, whatever it is. I want to manifest that time. And I really start to see it. Does that make sense? I see it into existence. Feel it into existence. Lean into it. Really bring it to life. Really bring it to fruition. What you're going to do is you're going to feel the feeling of having it in your body. So imagine now you're describing it to a friend. Imagine you're describing to a friend what it feels like to have that goal, what it feels like of what you're seeing. So this is what I do. If I struggle to visualize, I start to imagine I'm on the phone to Mother, one of my girls, and I'm like, hey, girl, you won't believe this. Guess what? And I start to tell her what I'm seeing. I can see this. I fill in the blank. I can see this house and I can see these cars and I can see these babies and I can see this partner and I can see. And I really go into the feeling of what it feels like and I describe it to her. That's actually my phone a friend exercise, which I've done live events. I've done it at my masterminds. We do it live in scripting society calls the first Friday of every month. Make sure you don't miss them. Make sure you are with us at the first Friday of every month. So you get to ask your questions. If you're a part of our scripting side, you get to be there, be up close and personal. So when you're describing it to a friend, feel it into existence. Feel the feeling and tell her the feeling. It feels so good. Like, I feel in love. I can see myself smiling and wearing a pink dress and I'm dancing around in the sunlight. And the sun is soaking down on my skin, et cetera, et cetera. Do you see? I'm really bringing it to life. You're telling a story. So if you like writing, you'll find this one easy. If you've got a good imagination, you'll find this easy. Step three, take aligned action. With this one, it means do one thing today that matches that version of you. Send the DM, launch the offer, say yes to the next level version of you. Go and get a coach. Go and do something that is going to get you to the next level. I'm going to give you an example. Claire Oram. I love her. She decided to commit to her dream and her goal. She was going through loads of things in her life. And she said, I don't know what to do, but I know I got to get into your orbit. So I'm going to join the scripting society.
You will see her inside the Scripting Society when you are a member, when you're there and you're joined and you're in the Scripting WhatsApp. You will see her and she will tell you the story first time. This is another incredible story. And she decided to commit to her scripting journey. She decided to sign up for both the scripting school. She decided to sign up for both the scripting school and the business accelerator. She had both sides of it because she knew, even if she didn't have the money in the bank at the time, she knows this is going to help her get the money in the bank because it's going to invest in herself. And if you don't invest in yourself, nobody else will invest in you. So the day that you commit and you say, I'm ready and I'm going to take action, something will shift in your life. Because when you are ready, the teacher appears. When you are truly ready to go to the next level, you will do something different, because if you always did what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. So you have to take aligned action to match that version of you, because you're telling me billionaires don't have coaches? Are you joking? How do you think they got there? How do you think multimillionaires, all my big, big, big friends who have a lot of money, I'm talking centimillionaires and billionaires, all of them have had coaches and spiritual coaches, teachers. When you want to go to that level, you've got to step out of what you know. You know why people with a lot of money keep their money and retain it and make a lot more? Because they know when to delegate. They also know when to not just try and do it themselves. If I don't know how to build an entire funnel for my Scripting Society school when I first started it a few years ago, I hire the people and I pay them to do that for me. Because they can do it faster than me trying to suffer and struggle for hours and hours and days, even weeks and weeks and months, and I still didn't get nowhere. So you got to take inspired action and aligned action towards your goals. What feels good to you? How do you go to the next level? When you think of money, how do I make more money? Well, let me see. If I want to make passive income, I want to learn about passive income. Let me learn about that. And in fact, we have a whole program for that in the Scripting Society School, in the Business Accelerator side. You can learn about how to build a passive income today from an online course. You don't need funds behind it. You don't need paid ads. You don't need a big Instagram following. You just need to show up and watch the course. It's inside there. It teaches you. These are all the kind of things. And I did this. When I first started, I got myself a coach. I got into masterminds. I started learning about who I wanted to be and where I wanted to go. And all of a sudden, I found myself at the highlight of success. That is how we grow. When we take aligned action. So what is one thing today that you can do? Write it down. What is one thing that you can do? I'm going to do this with you. What is one thing you can do today that matches that version of you, that takes you to that next level, that next step? Right, I know. Yep. I've got to get together the free lead magnet for something. I've got to get that to promote it. That's what I'm thinking for me. I'm like, I need another lead magnet, maybe something that's going to really enhance it for my community so that more people who aren't members can join and see. Oh, I've got ideas. See, I'm already like, I'm thinking about it. You got to do the same. You got to write it down. You got to get involved. You got to take inspired action. Inside the Scripting Society School, I guide you through this process every single week. There are courses and workshops and programs galore. You get my signature rituals, powerful prompts, high vibe sisterhood, brotherhood, and live coaching once a month, first Friday of every month. You get coaching that reprograms your mind for success, subconscious reprogramming meditations that help you to achieve your goals faster. If you've been waiting for a sign, this is it. This portal isn't just Lionsgate 88. You are the portal. Come join us and let's make you magnetic. For anyone that is watching back to this, the link is below in case you want to join in the Scripting Society School. Write it in the comments, something you're taking away from today. What is something you are taking away from today's episode? What is something that you absolutely loved and you're going to be applying? Remember, we have the WhatsApp group for our members, where you can write questions and our amazing scripting society manager is in there. You can communicate, chat to people. You can get to know other members. You'll see lots of wins. There's lots of daily prompts. It is so exciting. Get inside the WhatsApp community, which you get access to when you are a member of our Scripting Society School. And I'm in there too. And I pop in there all the time. And I'm so excited. I send you videos and all of that. Make sure that you go in that chat and put your questions if you have a question for next time. There's something from today's episode that really clicked with you. Put your question in for next time or however you want it to be. And I cannot wait to see you again on the next episode.